Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation! Out the gate, no bitch-ass Brennan here!
No ho-ass
up top. No ho-ass Brennan.
So with that being said, you are listening to or watching, if you're a part of our Patreon, our dope-ass Patreon people, you're listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
That's right. The squad is back. Three quarters in effect. Killer Cam over there. You know what we do on here? We do one-offs. We talk our shit. Talk about movies. Yeah, man, it's what we do, the Animation Podcast. Animation, patreon.com/animation. Join that Patreon, man. Join that Patreon. Oh, we got a little surprise for the Patreon people, right?
Yeah, we do.
We do. We had a little surprise for you guys. And for the people that are out there that want to join the Patreon, this might be another reason to join the Patreon. We have two four-day passes.
4 days.
To Anime Expo. And we're going to give them to our Patreon. That's right. We're going to do like a little raffle.
Yeah.
And we're going to raffle off two passes, one a piece. So you get to join that Patreon. People that haven't joined, you can still join and get a chance to get into the raffle. But yeah, man, 4 day pass. Anime Expo, what, July 1st through the 4th, I believe it is?
July 1st through the 4th.
1st through 4th here in Los Angeles.
Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
We will all be there on that Saturday for sure as a team, as a squad, and Anime Show will be there as a team Saturday. Ice and myself will be there the whole 4 days.
Yep.
Not overnight, but we will be there July 1st through July 4th. And so, you know, if y'all going there
as industry professionals,
yes sir.
They noted us. They put respect on our names.
Put respect on our fucking names, y'all. Right. We got it. So. You will definitely see us there. So come say what up to us if you're already going to be there. I know some of y'all. I know my cousin, Pizza Boy, tell him. He already got his passes and stuff like that, so he's going to be there. And so, yeah, hit us up. And, man, how do you want to do the raffle, you think? Want to just...
Yeah, I mean, we'll take a look. We'll figure it out. I mean, it'll be up on. We'll definitely take a look at our subscribers on Patreon and basically, you know, probably pick a couple names out of there.
Yeah, just put all of them on a list and do it digitally.
Do you want to put all the names on something and put it in a hat so they can see the raffle live? Or do you?
We could possibly do the raffle live
on Patreon.
Yeah, like so y'all
got a week to get y'all shit together.
Yeah, so you know we're not picking like, oh, they like somebody more than me. It's like, nah, we want y'all to know that it's fair.
Yeah.
We'll be picking it out the hat or something like that or whatever the case may be. So join that Patreon. We're going to be putting it out there for y'all. So we're giving y'all what about a week to join a Patreon?
Yeah, we could do the drawing next Monday on the podcast.
So next Monday on the podcast we will be doing a drawing. If you don't want your name in there, that's fine. I know some people might be like, all right, you know, tickets whatever, too close. But like, especially for all the people that are our fans and stuff that are already out here too,
within 6 hours, the North Cal people, the San Diego people, the Arizona people,
or if you can get out here, if you can get out here and make it, if you got that bread to go on a flight.
Flights will not be included.
No, yes. Flight and hotel is not included with this. We do not have the bread for that. I'll tell you that shit. So
if this was anywhere outside of LA, we would not be there.
Exactly. We're literally gonna be staying at our own places. So
nothing outside of this pass will be included.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure they know that.
So yeah, like I said, two passes, man. 2 4-day passes.
What's that, $130 value?
A piece.
Absolutely a piece. Yeah,
like $140. $140.
Yeah. $140 value, absolutely free.
Excluding tax. So, come through, man. Like I said, we're going to all be there Saturday. So, we do want to see y'all if y'all going to be in town for that, regardless. We do want to see y'all. And we know we'll chit chat it up with y'all or whatever the case may be. You know, I'll be seeing y'all at the shows anyways. Y'all be showing love when I come to the shows when I'm out there with Tony. So, gladly appreciate it, man. Rob, are we getting straight into a recap? We didn't, no news, right?
Well, no news, but something else we could talk about on the Patreon. We've been doing our polls, and
yes.
We have some results we could talk about. We did a couple polls since our last broadcast. We had most hateable anime characters as part of the broadcast, and of course we had some people we've talked about on this podcast. I tried to pick like a good, you know, a good mix of people we've all mentioned here. We had Shao Tucker on there.
Yep.
We had Princess Miney from Rising of the Shield
Bitch.
Hero. We had Princess Bitch, also known as that. That's her name legally at this point. We had Gabby from Attack on Titan and Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super. And people will not be surprised to hear that the most hateable anime character winner was, of course, Shao Tuck.
Of course.
It was, I mean, he had 44% of the vote. I mean, I will say both Gabby and Princess Bitch got out to early leads. Like, it was Princess Bitch, actually.
For a long time
in first place. Mm. And then eventually Shao Tucker, you know, listen.
Somebody probably looked at the post like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah.
what are y'all doing right now?
So let me ask y'all this. Who are you voting for in this poll? I feel like I already know who you voted for. Or you would vote for.
Who I would vote for? I mean,
you express your hate for this person a lot.
It's true. I probably would vote for Majin Buu out of here because, like,
I don't get the Majin Buu hate.
I find, like, of all these characters,
you mean Fat Buu, right?
I know, but I don't.
For me, actually, it would probably be a mix between Majin Buu or possibly Princess Miney. Like, it's between those two because
Fat
Buu,
yeah.
Shao Tucker, like, I don't like, but he serves a function within the story. Even Gabby, I'm like, I don't really like her, but she serves a function in the story. Yeah. I find both, I guess even Princess Miney is a function within the story. I find Fat Buu to be just straight up fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And he's comedic relief that isn't, especially in his current role on the show. Like, when he's a villain, like, I'm like, all right, like, when he first shows up, he's a little intimidating. Like, you're kind of like, okay, what are we going to do against this guy? This dude invalidated Vegeta's sacrifice. He just got eventually just like beat up by his inner demons anyway.
Yeah.
He wasn't even the final big bad. Mm-hmm. Then when he comes back, he's just friends with Hercule, who honestly isn't all that cool of a character either.
Right, for sure.
And anytime we're with these dudes, they're just kind of fucking around eating candy, not doing anything or helping anybody.
Right.
The amount of power that he has.
Especially with the amount of power that he has, the fact that he had an opportunity to help out the team twice in Dragon Ball Super at like the Tournament of Power type
fell
thing.
Fell asleep, I think. Yeah.
And he fell asleep during the exams. And it's just like, this dude has had opportunities to redeem himself as a character, and they've just been like, nah, never mind.
And I wanted to see him in the Tournament of Power wrecking shop.
That would be cool.
And he got in shape, too, remember?
He got ripped.
He got ripped up. I was like, yo, this is going to be kind of dope to see him, like, fighting again.
He looked like Evil Boo?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Super Boo, I guess.
Yeah, Super Boo, yeah. And it was just like, yeah, I wanted to see that. And it's like, yeah, I would vote. Man.
This is an odd question. Did y'all have any DBZ videos on VHS?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, man. I have a story, like a quick story.
Yeah.
So, I had bought a Dragon Ball Z tape, and the reason why I shouldn't have bought this tape was because my dad gave me $20 for like 4 days, and me and my brother like $20 a piece for like 3 or 4 days to spend the night at my friend's house.
Yeah.
And the first day I got there, I forgot where we went, and I saw a Dragon Ball Z tape, and I bought that shit the first day, and I had no more money for the next 3 days. And my brother had to use his money to help me eat. He was fucking pissed. Gosh.
I bet.
He was pissed, and they roasted me that whole weekend. This is like, you dumb motherfucker. And I had nothing. What tape was it? Was it?
I hope it was good one. A filler or some bullshit.
It's going to be like Tree of Strength or something, like Tree of Might.
Was it Tree of Might? Or the garlic?
With the garlic Gohan?
Jr., yeah. I forgot what it was.
It was Bio Broly.
Absolutely not. But it wasn't. I think it was like a tape that wasn't even a full episode, like a full thing or something. It was like a
piece of it. The planet is blowing up in 5 minutes.
Oh no!
One tape, but it came with like 4 episodes or whatever the case may be. But it didn't you know, serve a full purpose all the way through.
He got the Vegeta and Zarbon fight,
and then I didn't even have a tape anymore. Number one, but like I spent my last dollar on that tape.
Was it $20?
It was like 18 something bucks.
Oh my god, I would have been so mad if I was your brother. Yeah, I would have been pissed.
He was pissed because if it was the last day, he'd be like, "All right, you saved your money because you wanted to get that, whatever case may be." Yeah. But he was just like, "Bro." And of course, he told my dad. My dad was just like, that's why I give Corey the money. Like, that was like, this is why I give your older brother to hold the fucking money, because when I give you the money, you do shit like this. And I'm just like, I was just like, I had nothing. I was like,
I mean, you make solid points.
How old were you?
Shit. What was I? Maybe a 12, 11 or 12?
I had nothing.
But you got to remember something. This is when, for me, this is when Dragon Ball was just getting on fire. Okay. This is also when Dragon Ball Z was like, wasn't on, like, we didn't have Cartoon Network locally. Like, yeah. So the people that had it, you had to pay for, like, HBO at the time, like I said before. I think for a lot of y'all, when y'all got into it, Cartoon Network was a thing already. It was just like, it came tsunami. With your basic cable, so you could just watch it. It didn't come with mine at first. Gotcha. So a tape to me was like my only hold. Or illegal clips online. Well, Amazon clips online.
Amazon links,
And Amazon links or whatever from back in the day. And that was my only hold to Dragon Ball unless it came on, you know, like I can go to a friend's house and watch it on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So
that's hilarious.
What would you guys do? Just like hit the dollar menu for the rest of the weekend or something?
Well, that's how my dad kind of trained us when we were younger. Was like you know, like I think was around that time was there like those, you know, remember they had like 29-cent hamburgers and cheeseburgers from McDonald's?
Yeah.
It might have even been around that time.
It was
where
early
it was like
2000s. Right?
We was able to eat, and then luckily my boy's mom, you know, she's a sweetheart, so she was just like, you know,
yeah, she wasn't gonna let you go hungry.
Yeah, well, we're doing pizza night tonight, so don't worry about it. I'm gonna order pizza tonight. So I'm just like, oh, thank God, I got pizza. But I didn't. My brother was like, you're not eating today. Like I'm not feeding you early today, so you're going to go without food until fucking later on. I'm just like,
all right, finally, you can't watch my tape.
Yeah.
You can't watch my Dragon Ball.
I might have said that, Rob. I might have said that.
That's some British shit.
But, you know, shout out to my brother. He's it's funny. Like, I know we're going to get into the shits right now, but like,
I got a couple of other things to cover.
I threw a bug in his ear. I was like, yo, man, because he was like, man. Yeah, I forgot what anime he just finished, and then I was just like, "Hey man, you should check out Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen." He's like, "I ain't got time for no anime, man." But I'll look and see. I was like, "These are the two animes to watch."
Yeah,
and then I guess he went on a site to find the shows, and then he called me like 10 hours later. He was just like, "Jujutsu Kaisen is fire."
Yeah,
he said this shit's incredible. Bro.
It's really.
And then he was like, and then like the next day he was just like, finished it, and I went to go watch the movie. Fire. Yeah. And I was just like, shit. He's like, you cut off that fast and watch the movie.
Yeah.
Then he was like, all right, I'm not gonna watch Demon Slayer because I got time to do work. He calls me, and this is where he fucked up. I guess the way Hulu had it set up, they have Demon Slayer broken up into like
different things. Like it's not even the same show.
Right. Yeah. Right. So he just clicked on Demon Slayer and was like, oh, I guess I'll start here. And he started on the Entertainment District arc.
Because they make it feel like it's a different show.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Season 2.
So of course when he watched, he was like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy. Yeah. He was just like, this shit is incredible. I was just like, bro, you started off at the wrong part. You put the start off here. And so he was like a little bit somewhat underwhelmed from the beginning stuff. Not like it was terrible, but he was just like, oh, none of that lives up to this.
Well, yeah. It's like if you start with like the Namek arc, and you're just like, people are going Super Saiyan, the planets are blowing up, and then you're just like, all right, watch them fight Raditz.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, all right.
Which is funny because that was my introduction to Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I watched the first time I watched it was the Frieza saga.
Yeah,
and then I went back because again, that's when cartoon. I didn't have cable growing up. My dad, I saw cable is when I went to my dad's house, and it was like that's when Toonami was it. But they had Saiyan Saga, all that Raditz and shit was over with, and then I was just like, why is he did this? And then I had a camp counselor that had all the VHSs, and he was all like, let me put you on game, and then I watched all the way up until
you didn't watch at his house, did you?
I've been hearing about camp counselors, bro. He brought all the tapes, which is funny because when the dude would call me at my house,
how old was he?
16.
And how are you?
Like 12. So it was funny too because that you say that is because the dude was like, hey, when you get done with the tapes, like, let me know what you think. And then I would call him, and then he would talk to me about the tapes, but then my dad would be on the phone too. Like, my dad, every time
just
I called him.
Because he's 16 like, with a puberty voice.
At 12, I'm like, bro, why you keep getting on the phone? He's like, this ain't your house. Like, mind your fucking business. Like, you get on the phone, it's my fucking phone. But now, as an adult, I'm like, oh, I see what he was doing. Like, I see this 16-year-old kid is talking to my 12-year-old son. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. What do you guys have to talk about?
Literally, my boy. He actually came here because he works at a delivery place that delivers it at here.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That.
So it actually was funny because he called like me and him are the same age, but he hit puberty way before I did. So he had a deep ass voice in like the 6th, 7th grade. So I remember when we came back, I think it was going into 7th grade. He called my house like, yo, Did you get school clothes yet? But he left a message. He's like, Keenan, just call him, man, so you get school clothes. We're going to wear it, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And my dad was like, who the fuck is this grown man calling you about school clothes, bro? Yeah. He's like, that's Dorian. He ain't got nothing in school clothes. I mean, I ain't a grown man. He's like, that motherfucker sound growner than I do.
Right. That's really funny. That's so funny.
Then he had to meet Dorian. He's like, okay, cool. He's clearly a kid. But it was like, yeah, he had a deep-ass voice in, like, the seventh grade.
Yeah, yeah. They ain't play that. Pops did not play that.
Well, all of that to say, Majin Buu only got 3% of the vote. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I didn't vote for that. So somebody out there also agrees with me. They picked Majin Buu over Shao Tucker, who won. I mean, obviously, fuck Shao Tucker. He's the worst. Though King Boss would give him a run for his money, we're finding out. The other matchup we had, the other anime versus, was who would win in a boxing match, Tanjiro versus Ichigo. Ichigo wiped the floor with Tanjiro.
It was bad. And I,
not close.
I thought it was going to be, because I picked that one, and I thought it was going to be a little bit closer, because we was talking about how, like, in another chat that we had, we was talking about how weak Ichigo is, like, he don't really have hands like that. Like, who is, the weakest hands character?
Yeah.
But I'm like, and Ichigo came up amongst the Gokus and the Narutos and stuff like that.
Sure.
And the Luffy's and stuff. He is the weaker one when it comes to the hands. He be piecing up his dad, but, like, all the other
people. You mean, like, with no powers?
Huh?
You mean with, like, no powers?
No swords or nothing.
No swords.
Yeah, I give you that.
Like, just hand to hand.
Yeah, like, just hand to hand.
They're in
and
the
I
ring.
Was like, all right, so I can't bring
so
those
he can't,
guys.
So he can't headbutt it. Nothing Tendril can't headbutt it.
No,
like,
he can't.
It's just literally boxing.
It's just straight boxing. And it was black gloves on.
Yeah.
And that's why I was all like, well, I can't put Goku. I can't put Naruto. I can't put Luffy. All these other guys, because they will wash Ichigo as far as just straight
they're
hands.
They're martial artists.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, who is a swordsman but not a martial artist? And I was like, oh, let me go with Tanjiro. He's the hot topic. I thought I figured he would lose, but I didn't think he was gonna get washed.
The score was 32-3.
You did.
Wow.
32-3. I mean, Cam, I know you're familiar with both those characters. Would you agree with this outcome?
What was the poll for again?
Who would win in a boxing match between Ichigo and Tanjiro?
I would probably pick Ichigo if they're the ages they are. And
yeah.
Then probably
no swords, just like in the ring, glove to glove. Like
I've not seen Tanjiro fight without his sword before. Really,
he pieced up Inosuke.
Yeah, he did fight Inosuke when they first met up.
Pieced him up,
yeah, but
he headbutted him.
Yeah,
he had to use the headbutt in that situation.
Hmm. Man, now I want to see Ichigo versus Yusuke.
A lot of people said Yusuke. Would
so some of the points that
match.
Were made for Tanjiro, they were few, but they were made. Anarchus, who's also in the chat right now, shout out to my man who said that. Well, that's his business. I'm not gonna put that out there, but shout out to him. He got some congratulatory things going on in his life.
Yes,
but
sir.
He put, if anything, so far I've seen two things from Tanjiro. He can take a hit, and he got conditioning for days. He's not getting KO'd. He can fight all night. In the words of Kenan Baker, don't fight him if you're not ready to fight for the rest of your life.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I think he. I don't think it would be like a round one knockout. Like, I think a lot of people are saying, like, oh, he'd get washed.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as we've seen, Tanjiro goes up against superhuman abilities with pretty good regularity.
And they both have the same mindset where, like, I just have to win quote, where it's like they both have that mindset. So I think they'd be fighting for quite a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if you watch second season of fucking Yu Yu Hakusho, just like the first, like, 10 episodes. Literally, Yusuke is his fight. He's punching a guy for like two episodes straight.
Oh yeah,
it's literally two episodes.
Hey, Yusuke and them are legit thugs.
They
yes, they are like let's
they
go fight the other high school.
Yeah. They
right
are
now.
Legit epitome
of
a thug.
Have you guys touched season two of Yu Yu Hakusho?
I mean, it's honestly it's been a long time, but I have seen a good amount of it. Yeah.
Okay, so you remember like the whole fighting when he was like fighting in the the spirit world or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dog. They fought for like two full episodes. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, man.
Call it already, dog.
Yeah.
And he didn't, I don't think he used really any power.
Who do y'all think it win if you replace Ichigo with Gon? I think Gon piecing him up too.
Oh yeah, because here.
You're talking about against Tanjiro.
I think I got to give it to Gon. Because here's the thing:
his main attack is a punch.
His main attack is a punch. Number one, number two, it's just like I think Tanjiro would like stay on his legs. I think he would beat like most people off the street, but both Gon to a lesser extent, but Ichigo too. Like they are about it. Like they will come into the ring and are looking for problems. Like they will definitely. Find conflict where Tanjiro, for the most part, seems pretty conflict averse.
Yeah.
And is like, let's talk this out. I feel like Tanjiro just doesn't have that sort of like fired to him.
You said Surf Spectacular said Tanjiro as a child. Gone as a child.
And gone
bro.
As a child. But gone he was saying like, that in the sense of Ichigo.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. Well, aren't they both like teenagers?
Like Ichigo like grows up during the course of the show, I
Ichigo's
think.
Ichigo's like 17, okay. Yeah. 16, 17. And I think Tanjiro's like 15? 13, 14, 13. 15, okay. Somewhere around there. Enough to get your ass whooped. You can yeah. Like yeah. I think Gon and Ichigo wouldn't be a bad fight. I feel like Gon might can get that one, depending on if post kite dying Gon pulled
oh,
up.
Oh, nobody who's beating him.
yeah. Post, oh, nobody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Post kite Gon pull up hands.
I mean, well, even just Gon from his experience when that tower tournament
yeah.
thing, where he was just going up against people in the ring there, stuff, like he yeah. he was pretty good. You yeah. know.
Do you think Little Icy could beat Tanjiro?
Not at all. I mean, the dad in me wants to say yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah right.
He's not a trained fucking professional.
He's trash. My son will smoke him out, baby. All right,
but those were our two most recent polls. Currently, we got a poll in there: who would win in a one-on-one basketball streetball matchup between Piccolo and Thorkell, both 7-footers.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I know where I stand. I think Piccolo's got this all day. I think he's just dunking from the half court.
Who do you think they play like? Who do you think Piccolo plays like?
I think Thorkell is Shaq.
Yes.
And Piccolo is Olajuwon. That's what I think.
I can see that.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Or Timmy.
I think he's not getting the shine that he should be getting, but I think he's a really good player. I think Piccolo gives me like a bowl feel. In sense of like, he can stretch the floor.
He even had that man in a G League
is ridiculous. But yeah. I feel like his skill set would be like a Bol Bol, where he hits you from the outside. He's long. He can. But then, like you said, I wouldn't give Thorkell Shaq. I would give him who's like a big power. I'll give like a Barkley.
Yeah, you were saying like. Yeah, what was it, the round mound of rebounds or whatever?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see him being like a Barkley's, being like a tough dude, elbowing you. It's like, clearly he's fouling me. He's like, man, you're fouling me. He's like, come on, yeah. Stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
And for the record, Piccolo's 7'5", and Thorkell's 7'7".
Thorkell's 7'7"?
7'7".
That is too tall. That's too tall.
I mean, all
7'7", about 350.
George Marison was trash. So 7'7" players haven't been showing out. Sean Bradley was 7'6".
Yeah.
Both trash. Of them was garbage. So
man. He's 7'7". I think Thorkell's 350, 2% body fat. I think
athletic as fuck.
I think he's 300 ease, at least 300 muscle.
Yeah, the dude is just like a tower of muscle for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing with it, because I feel like at that point though, even if he's bodying Piccolo, even if Piccolo gets knocked on the floor, he can just stretch his arm out and block the shot.
Yeah.
But I think Thorkell would just break his arm. Like, he'll just be like, he'll get the ball and I'm just gonna break your arm through the rim when I slam
it. Piccolo and rip somebody, his arm off and grow a new one. Like,
somebody made a good point. Clueless Vino made a good point. He said, and this is a really good question. He said, an important question: make it or take it. Like that changes the game because. If it's make it, take it, I think Piccolo washes the floor with them to his point, too. But if it's like you score and then you get the ball and then I score, like if it's like no matter who scores, the other person gets the ball.
No. Who plays like that?
Some people play like that.
Still?
At least somebody make it or take it at 7. Like some people play like that.
Oh, yeah. When we played, it was like, yeah, you score, you get the ball back. You got to stop me.
I think that's the only way that Thorkell has a chance. But yeah, hop in this. And there's some other cool comments that I'm not going to read, but if you're part of the Patreon, get in on this poll action.
Somebody said they're surprised you picked Majin Buu with the girl from Parasite.
That's a good point. She was dumb. her whole plan of just like, yeah, I think you might be a murderous alien or something like that. Let me just corner you in a room by myself with absolutely no fucking plan and confront you about it. Yeah,
that was trash.
That was pretty dumb.
But she's like my acid.
Like, but here's the thing. Like, I got to be honest. I didn't even remember her because I'm just like, that's how useless she was. Just like,
yeah,
some of the dumbest decision making I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Piccolo like KG. I'll give you
that,
KG.
That was
Piccolo.
A good one. That's a good one.
That's a good. Yeah,
He's seven foot two.
That.
He needs to.
Yeah,
I say that off.
All right. Well, we can get into the recap at this point. We're covering Ranking of Kings episodes 13 through 16, which I'll just get right into it. Dorsch is facing off with Maranjo and her merry band of criminals as she explains that she has basically always just wanted to bring the country to ruin. That's what had been her goal since day one. With that, she sticks her hellhounds on Dorsch, Hyling, and their group of elite soldiers. They're able to kill the first wave, but one of the soldiers, we find out, is named Anne the Knight, points out, hey, these guys are just testing the range of our weapons, and now they can just basically surround us. Anne stays with Hyling, while the others, mostly Dorsch and his new spiky armor, fight off the hounds. Getting bored, Red and Black jump in the fight, the two mercenaries from the underworld. The good guys hold their own, actually, here at first. And even Red and Black are, like, no match for these elite soldiers. Like, they're kind of pump faking it out here. But Gigan jumps in and takes out the soldiers in one fucking swing of his hammer.
Yeah.
Dorsch whistles, and Hyling's horse runs for the exit. But Oaken, who is also a problem, jumps in the way and cutting her off and also cutting her wrist. Hyling, though, of course, mage, able to heal herself. Gigan slams Dorsch into a wall, and Anne throws three kill shot daggers into his helmet. But as we've seen before, he's got some sort of dark magic, brings him back to life, and he like absolutely slashes her throat. Furious, Hyling sends him running by casting some holy light magic, and is able to heal Anne, though she remains unconscious. The effort almost makes Hyling pass out, but she rejuvenates herself by drinking some healing potions she has stored underneath her armor. Still, it's bleak as she is surrounded by hounds, and Gigan is crushing Dorsch with his hammer. Surprisingly, though, Apios throws a spear, killing three of the hounds at once, and tells her to run. And Hyling, dragging Anne to safety, Maranjo is looking on and just, hey, realizes, you know, hey, Apios, you don't have the hate that I have for these people like I do. You know, I'll allow them to kind of get away with this for now, but you got to promise never to betray me again. So Apios screams Dorsch's name. Wakes him up. He has a huge surge of strength and takes out Gigan with his own hammer and starts fighting his way through the hellhounds to get to Hyling. Outside the gates, the soldiers are trying to evacuate the town to save him, but they are too late. Oaken, running from the light magic, arrives and just starts slaughtering people in the streets. Back inside, the tide is turning on Dorsch, who is completely overwhelmed, pinned down by the hounds. Apios
smoked out.
Getting overwhelmed completely, yeah. Apios asks Maranjo, you know, why do you hate them all so much? And she's just like, they all get in the way of Boss achieving his dream. And then we see several flashbacks of her pulling the strings, first trying to get him to have a second child, but Boss is like, hey, my wife is a giant. Giant women only bear one child. And then later on in mirror form, she's telling him, hey, you newly single Boss, I found a new wife for you. She was later placed in Hyling's room to watch her, but Hyling, being attuned to magic, senses the evil and tells her people to get her out of there. Back in the present, the hounds rip off one of Dorsch's legs. And it looks like the fight is done. Maranjo has Apios bring her downstairs, and seeing them go, Red and Black follow. Luckily for everybody, though, the underground knights Boji and Kage arrive to where Oaken is fighting. And remembering advice from Despa, the captain tells Boji, hey, go help at the castle. Me and my guys will hold off Oaken. And it turns out, this is basically another one of Despa's brothers. He's going to try to hold him off as long as he can. Elsewhere, Red and Black jump Apios to try to steal Maranjo's so they can get rich. Apios beats the shit out of Red, though, and is about to do the same for Black when Zuko, the leader of the thieves from the underworld, intervenes, pretends to apologize for his criminal friends, but when he bows, he sneak attacks Apios, knocking him out and allowing him and the mercenaries to steal Maranjo.
He was just sitting there in the field position, fucked up.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even get to see that on camera, what he did. It just got fucked up off camera.
But I think that I forgot, what's his name again, the dude that did
Zuko
that?
Or something?
Zuko, he's smart. Yeah. He's staying back. He's not getting into the shits. He's a conniving bastard.
Yeah.
And for a character, he needs it because I feel like he's probably not the strongest people. He's the brains.
Yeah. Apios said he didn't sense strength from two of the people. Mm-hmm. One of them was Oaken and one of them was Zuko. And so those are the two people that I think you got to be watching for them because clearly they're up high in this criminal organization, but they don't give off that same sort of they hide it well.
I think that's the best thing to do is I don't give off that energy.
Yeah. You just stay under the radar. Mm. After losing his leg, Dorsch gets yet another surge of strength, continues to fight the hounds as they shred him with their teeth and claws,
even take out
one of his eyes. Hyling is so horrified, she cries out to help from Boss. In the dungeon, Bebin has gone looking around, I guess, and finds Boss in the body of Dida and just sits there and watches as Boss hears the call, just flexes and busts out of his ropes, goes over to the steel door and just peels it back. But before he leaves, he thinks about Maranjo and just is like, all right, there's a plan here, and he goes back and he just sits and he waits. above ground. Dorsey tells Hyland to run, but instead she tries to get near enough to heal him. It looks like things are about to be, you know, turning for the worse there. But Mitsumata, the huge three-headed, well, formerly three-headed, now two-headed snake, surges out of the ground, fights off the hounds, allowing Hyling time to heal Dorsey's wounds. She drinks all her potions, throws her healing into overdrive, saves his life, but she can't replace what he's lost in his eyes and his legs. At that point, Gigan gets back into the fight and thrashes Mitsumata, nearly killing him before Boji uses his sword techniques to knock him out. Boji asks Hyling to heal Mitsumata, but she's out of magic. Luckily, though, Kage the thief is there with all the potions that he had stolen from the castle, and it's just like, here you go, this is your stuff anyway, you can just drink
them
all.
That's a hell of a callback.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So she that allows her to get her magic back to heal the giant snake. As she heals, Gigan sneaks up from behind, and Boji basically interferes to protect. He's about to bring the hammer down, and Boji thinks back on Despa's training on how even diamonds can be broken if you find their weak spot. He raises his sword to just the right point and shatters the hammer. Gigan then tries to stomp Boji, but hey, Boji's got his secret techniques, knocks him out, and everybody is just absolutely shocked at what he's able to do at this point.
My man Boji pulling up and giving the smokes.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
As they have a happy reunion, Kage ties up Gigan. Hyling demands to know who Kage is, and though the two get off on the wrong foot at first, Mitsumata explains, hey, you know, we're all friends here. He saved Boji's life several times at this point, and, you know, that's all water under the bridge. They move forward. Boji then points out the injured hellhounds. Hyling heals them up as well and breaks them of Maranja's control. Gigan soon wakes up and, you know, easily breaks free of his ropes. Ropes not getting a whole lot of love in these episodes. Boji goes for his sword, but the large creature instead kneels, pledges his loyalty to the prince, recognizing his strength. As they celebrate, the underground captain continues to fight with Oaken. Civilians and many of his men lie dead. He manages to slice off one of Oaken's arms, only for it to just return and magically reattach to his body. It all seems lost until Despa, hiding nearby, uses his magic communication with Desha, still in the underworld, to have his older brother strike Oaken with a lightning spell, knocking the Sword King unconscious. Despa steps out of the shadows and basically has his horse break Oaken's sword. They tie up Oaken, talk about how he's changed from this happy, kind man that was once his brother and the leader and founder of the Underground Knights to this murderous beast. And Despa's essentially just like, hey, when you become immortal, you lose something of yourself. But this is still my brother. I don't want to abandon him. We find out that Maranjo is somehow responsible, you know, for this as well. Back in the underworld, Desha readies his army to march through the gate into Boss's castle. And now that the smoke is settled, Kage suggests, you know, hey, let's take these hellhounds back to the underworld. And Mitsumata is just like, hey, Domas is headed that way to destroy it. You know, which obviously Boji is nervous about seeing them again. But he's got Gigan and is just like, as your new friend, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to help you with it as well. Meanwhile, Domas and Hokuro, who we were just talking about, they are about to reach the gate when they are met by Desha's army coming in the other way. Hokuro hides, but Domas confronts them, and they accuse the Kingdom of Boss of releasing their criminals. But Domas says, hey, I don't know anything about that, but you're not getting past me. To prevent himself from getting surrounded, takes some high ground on the stairs.
Smart dude.
From there, he's able to hold his own against three underground knights all by himself, you know, telling Hokuro to just stay out of it. They send their biggest soldier then to face him, but Domas is just handling everybody easily as well. He's not killing any of them, though, because he's like, you know, I don't understand the situation. I don't want to escalate the violence. He's just going for knockouts at this point. Next, the knights all just march up at the, you know, like, let's just all head up there together and try to get them all at once. But he takes out all of them, even their leader, and Hokuro, it just can't believe what he's watching, but as he's, you know, paying attention to that.
You know what pissed me off about that?
Rogue sneaks
the
up
homie,
behind him.
The main dude of the guards, the underworld guards.
Yeah.
He was talking like he was big shit.
He was.
And then how you gonna, and then you gonna say, you did well, young one, as you fall off. Like, that's what you tell somebody after you knock them on their ass. Yeah. Not as you falling on your ass, and you just like,
you don't have to tell me I did well.
Yeah, you're really skilled, young one. Ugh. Like, come on, bro. This is not your line, dog.
No. But Hokuro is, you know, he's so amazed watching all of this. He is caught by surprise as if some sort of rogue sneaks up behind him, puts a knife to his throat, and through the doorway marches Desha. He tells the two knights, hey, I'm here to challenge Boss one-on-one, a fight I fully expect to win now that Boss is trapped in his son's body. But still, Domas blocks him, and after Desha nearly takes Domas' head off with a single swing, he instead kicks him in the nuts, taking him down in one shot, and mocks him to his men.
Is that all fair in war? Like, or would
I mean, you what do you expect from the king of the underworld?
That's a fair
underworld.
Point. Yeah. Ah, like, it's a low blow, but We'll get to it, but this dude has done worse.
Yeah.
This dude has done worse in the name of war.
Okay.
Yeah. Still, Domas rises again, wanting to redeem himself, and inspires Hokuro to defeat his opponent as well. This time, Deshas just knocks his sword clean out of his hand and says, "Hey, I'm only here to kill one person today anyway." But before he can say who, Boji, Kage, and Gigan arrive as Gigan just jumps from the very top of the very tall stairs, carrying them all the way down. Boji runs into Domas and Hokuro again, and they all just start to lose it. Boji has, like, some sort of PTSD, but Domas and Hokuro are just crying out of relief and shame that he's still alive. Kage senses Boji's anger and hatred for them and basically admonishes them for, you know, for betraying him. And Domas then tries to kill himself in apology, jumping headfirst off the stairs, like 10 feet, and it's not enough to kill him.
Bro, I was cracking up when I saw that, dog.
All he gave himself was a headache out of all that.
Oh, and I know how, that's the worst, because it's like, you got a migraine for the rest of this fucking battle that you got to go through, whatever. Yeah, it is.
Seriously. And Desha is very confused about what the hell is going on. He just tells his men to arrest Gigan, and a bunch of fighting breaks out, with the underground knights just getting knocked all over the place. Boji stops the fight, but seeing an opening, Desha knocks out Gigan with another lightning bolt. Boji's about to square up, but this time Domas stops it and asks Desha, you know, who are you here for? You know, what is this all about? Mm. Desha says he's only here for Moranjo. Mm. Most of them don't know who that is, but Boji actually has a memory tied to her. Thinks back to his childhood.
Oh, shit.
The castle was under attack from monsters being led by a dragon riding Moranjo. As she has her men launching volleys of arrows, Boji's mother protected him and begged for her son's life. Without mercy, Moranjo ordered another volley of arrows, killing her and soaking Boji in her blood.
Oh, however, you funky bitch. You the new Gabby, you motherfucker. You the new Gabby.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, I mean, we'll get to that, too.
Oh, yeah.
My God. She must have been betrayed somehow, because one of her own soldiers has another volley of arrows shot off, and Moranjo is struck right through her chest, leaving a
straight to the chest
basketball-sized hole in her chest.
Yeah, that put a smile on my face. I loved that.
Yeah, that was pretty great. as she died, though, Boji sees the red feet of the demon arriving as she reaches out to him, but his mother's dying body basically falls and blocks him from seeing the
rest.
That
was a brutal death, bro.
It was,
like,
tough.
You saw, like, hella blood, arrows going through her, dog. Like, this show is so weird to me, to where it's like, it seems so kiddie, but then it's not.
No, I mean, those arrows were like the size of a telephone pole. Those things were huge. Yeah, brutal. Though none of them, you know, mean to stop Desha from killing Moranjo, you know, he knows Boss will come to her aid. Looking to get that started, Desha just tells his men, hey, arrest Gigan. But Boji stands in his way, and Kage is like, hey, what crime is this dude guilty of? Then in a story that is somehow supposed to not make us not like Gigan, Desha tells him how he hired Gigan as a mercenary to help him overthrow his evil father, even though the rest of Gigan's people, the Gigantes, sided with the evil king. Knowing the Gigantes care deeply for their young, you know, just like normal loving people do, Desha's men tortured and whipped a Gigante child on a cross, luring the Gigantes into a fire trap in which they were slaughtered. Mm. Enraged by this, Gigan starts fighting back against Desha's men, killing them, and it was only a young and still uncorrupted Oken who was able to stop him. Afterwards, Gigan sat in chains as Desha executes the child.
Fuck. Mm. Jesus, man.
Enraged again by the story, as any person would be, Gigan charges Desha, who prepares to hit him with another lightning bolt. This time, though, Boji absorbs the bolt with his sword, protecting Gigan. It's surprising Desha, who has been referring to Boji as the useless one up to this point.
Yeah.
He recognizes Boji's sword as one of his brother's and uses their secret communication.
Well, he calls him something that's fucked up, but it's not useless. It's like...
worthless or something.
I gotta find it. But it's, I'm like, God damn, why are you calling him that?
Pretty much like an incompetent idiot.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
But he basically hits up Despa and is like, hey, I see you trained this guy. What's the secret to beating him? I got to save my strength for Boss. And Despa says straight up, you're no match for this dude. You're no match for this child or his dad, for that matter.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'd probably be best to just let them face each other. And that way you and I can kill Moranjo and the demon she serves. Desha's like, all right, that sounds great to me. Tells his men, let's get out of here. Let's head back to the underworld and tell this guy again you're coming with us. But not as a prisoner, but as a member of the Underground Knights. In a flashback, we do see the moment where Despa and Desha finally, we see the origin of their beef, basically. Despa is disgusted with what his brother did and how he handled the Gigantes, and though Desha does seem to feel some guilt for it, he thinks it's what they had to do to beat his father, who he says is even worse. Mm. Despa walks away, but Oken remains behind and pledges to Desha to follow and support him and to start the Underground Knights to protect the world and make up for all those evils. But look at what he's become. Mm-hmm. Thinking about those ideals, Desha tells Gigan, you know, hey, you got to join us. Gigan agrees. They decide to, you know, just squash it right there. The Hellhounds arrive shortly after that, attacking Desha briefly, but he just big dogs them into submitting. He's just like, hey, don't.
Yeah, get off me, bro.
Don't. Thanking Boji, Gigan follows as the King of the Underworld leads his men and the Hounds back through the gate. After they leave, Domas and Hokuro apologize to Boji again, but he can't even look at them and runs away. Kage tells him, you know, you got a lot to apologize for. He may never forgive you. And they accept this truth and pledge to live in ways that will hopefully someday redeem them and head off to destroy the gate to the Underworld. Boji and Kage, meanwhile, race to the surface to rejoin the battle.
For some reason, that was just... I didn't believe that. Boji just hopping up like that. He's never displayed that dexterity and hops and jumps and ability prior
He's definitely had, like, the agility to, like, do the, like, the dodging, but, like, when he was just going up,
I was like, wait. That just kind of took me out the moment.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bro, what are you on? Who are you?
Yeah, but up on the surface, Despa and the Night Captain heal the wounds of their men, but they can only soon watch in horror as Oaken dislocates every joint in his body to slip out of the ropes they had him tied in. Mm-hmm. And once he is healed, he turns to look at them both, furious and ready to fight. And that is where we will pick up next time with Ranking of the Kings.
Ranking of the Kings. Thanks, Rob, for the recap. All right, let's jump straight into these questions, man. Dorkin, right, is the dark what's his name?
Oaken.
Yeah.
Oaken.
He's I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's the sword king, the dude with the mask. Yep.
He's a sword king. So first question, in a battle of immortals, who do you think will win, man? Manji or Oaken?
You want to go first?
Man. I think
why is this even
I was gonna say Manji, and this is why I think Manji, because I keep seeing Oaken have these lapses where I don't know why he's flipping out or why he's getting scared or why things are happening to him, but there's been like two or three times he's freaked out and like he's like either ran or walked away.
Mm.
I've never seen Manji necessarily run from a fight, and I can see I see him as a better finisher for sure. But if he has a moment where he has a mental lapse for whatever the fuck reason he has a mental lapse, I think Manji takes advantage of that and takes him out.
Hmm. Takes him out how?
I mean, they can't take each other out.
Yeah.
Think about Manji's skill set. It's non-existent. What is he going to do to, like, that can hurt Oaken? Like,
Oaken hasn't necessarily showed also supreme sword skills either. In my personal opinion.
I mean, but as we've seen, too, you don't need Supreme anything to hurt Manji. Not hurt him, but beat him. And I think there's ways that he even said that he can be beat. It's like if you cut his head off and then, like, go somewhere else with his head. It's something that he said. I remember Manji saying was like, if you do something to him, he's done. But I don't know. But I feel like he said something at some point about that. But okay, to get him up out of there. Even if it's like, I'm not going to kill you, you just won't be able to live no more. Like, again, cut your head off, put your head in the ocean, and then your body on land. You'll never put your body together again. Versus Oaken, he can at least put his body immediately back together. He don't need help. Manji kind of needs help to get shit together.
I mean, I think does he need help? As long as it's right there, he's straight, right?
No, he needed...
Yeah. I mean, because it does seem like Oaken has the superior healing ability. Because, like, when we see his arm get cut off,
it's like
he did it quickly.
It comes back to him.
Yeah.
Manji with the bloodworms, he's got to go over there, pick up his arm, and hold it on and wait for those bloodworms to get that shit back together.
Right.
Oaken, it's instant. It's back.
That's true.
It's right there. And, I mean, I'm with Ice. It's, for me, it's Oaken.
Yeah, he's watching.
Because of that, number one. But number two, the way he took out both. And the knight just slashing her throat.
Yeah.
And when how he took out the other dude that wasn't in these episodes, but the other Kingbo, I think his name was.
Yeah, with the fucked up eyes.
He froze him. Like he like fucking used the force or something and like froze him in place and just like slashed him up and toyed with him. And I don't see Manji beating him.
I guess I'm going off even some of the guys that Manji fought, and I feel like he fought some better people. In totality, I guess.
I mean, for sure, he did fight one other dude that had the healing ability. So we kind of saw him fight another immortal and like come out the other side.
But he never whooped anybody.
No, I don't think.
Yeah. Oaken has murdered people easily.
Yeah,
and I mean, I don't even think we've seen his full bag of tricks.
And he took out, I mean, again, it was off camera, so we haven't quite seen his full bag of tricks, but he took out everybody on that squad of the Underground Knights, who we've been told are, like, a force to be reckoned with. So, for me, I think it's Oaken. I think Oaken takes it. But, you know, I mean, maybe Manji, he's got all those different weapons. I don't know.
I think he has a little bit of some tricks up his sleeve or up his arms or with all them swords and doing something. I don't know. Next question. What would be the main reason why you would use immortality? Ice.
I just want to see, like, initially, I wanted it from a medical perspective, but then I was like, wait, if it's, they'll be testing shit on me, and I don't like that. I don't want nobody to be like, let's give you cancer.
Yeah,
you
I would never tell anybody. Yeah, that was like, immortal. Yeah.
But I think I would just want to see stuff. I want to see where technology goes and where some stuff goes. Like, I just want to see the extent. I have other reasons, but I'm sure they'll be yours, so I'm going to just stick with this one.
Sure.
But, like, I think I just want to see how much we advance, because I think, you know, when you think about the 60s and 70s, when they wrote the year 2000, they had flying cars, and it's like, we're nowhere near fucking flying cars in 2022. Like,
not consistently, but they're out there.
They're out there, but they're, like, they had it where it's jets and functioning.
We can't even drive on the ground.
Exactly. So it's like, I want to see what the year 3000 looked like, and I think that's the main thing. Like, what do we do, and then how can I contribute to it and stuff like that, and even just having, and even being able to live life, kind of like I said a couple weeks ago, like the big fish thing, like, oh, this is not how I die. But he knows he's going to die. He just knows that's like certain ways he's going to die. And if this doesn't align with that, then he know, like, okay, I'm good. But being immortal, I can literally do anything with my life and just know I'm going to see the other side of it.
Yeah.
Like, I can do just the craziest shit, and I'm like, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be good after
I'll
this.
I'll try bungee jumping.
I'll do this, yeah. So I think that's how I live my life.
Interesting.
Rob?
I think I just want to see the world, honestly. Like, I'd want to just travel and just try to get to see as much as I can. Like, because I even think about that sometimes, like, you know, watching travel videos or watching, like, videos or like, nature stuff where I'm just like, man, like, this is a totally different environment. Like, I'll never get to see. And in some of those environments, like, if you're talking about the rainforest, like, maybe I don't want to because it's that's dangerous, man. Like, the ocean is just like, that's not our house. Like, that belongs to them. But like you were saying, Ice, like, knowing that I could do that and I'm guaranteed to come out the other side, I'd probably be much more willing to do something like that. But yeah, also just like, who's going to have the time or the resources to see every continent, see every, you know, country, see every city? It'd be, a cool way to just see the world, you know, not see people.
Yeah. Would you want to be immortal and stay? What age would you want to stay at? The age you're at now, or younger, or older?
I mean, if I could knock a couple of years off, that'd be cool. But, like, you know, I'm good. I definitely feel, like, good mentally now. Like, I'd be cool with that.
Me now would be anything past tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or younger. I think 25, 26 me. That's, like, 24, fresh out of dumb and running track. Peak. Fucking shape.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, mentally, I like where I'm at now. I mean, I've gained a few pounds. Like, you know, I'd be nice.
But you have all the time getting back into shape.
Yeah, if I'm immortal, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got a couple achs and pains that I didn't used to have.
As long as those shits go too.
Man. Yeah.
You know what? It's weird. I don't even think I would want to be immortal.
Because I don't want to be.
After so many years, I'm just like, it's gonna be a cycle of things. But if I had to, I'll be honest with you, I would travel, but I'd probably be spreading my seed everywhere. Like, every race, everything. Like, I'm everywhere.
Does the immortality transfer?
I don't know if it transfers. What I'm saying in the sense of, like, I'm just saying, like, I would want to have, like, just kids all over the world at that point. Yeah. And just being like,
what's
all
that
right.
thing that
but
they
you
did?
Outlived
I think
them
it's something
all,
on Hulu that they do.
Yeah, I know Brennan watched that.
It was just like a OBGYN dude or somebody that did, like, he helped people get babies, but he was putting his semen in
there.
It
was his own and not the.
And not that it is. And he impregnated, like, a whole community. He got, like, 60 kids or some shit like
that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That reminded me of, like, that's not that same thing, but, like,
I hope he's hit with
hate
child
was,
support at the end.
Yeah. She Hate Me was similar in a sense where, like, they all went to this particular one guy, Anthony Mackie was the character. They all went to him to get, like, his sperm. And it was, like, 30 women or some shit like that did it. But I mean, yeah, it would be like the same thing. It'd be to travel, it'd be to see some shit. It'll be like, you know, I might even, and I'll probably do something that I probably wouldn't have done. I probably would go to war to see how that is. I'll probably go things that.
Immortality doesn't mean that you can't die. Mm-hmm. It means you can't be killed. I mean, no, it means you can be killed, but you won't die of old age, is that's how I understand it. Oh, like, well, you're not invincible.
This guy gets cut to pieces.
Yeah. Okay, so you're counting immortality. You got to be specific on what kind of immortality.
Well, I think when everybody says immortality, that's kind of
at all.
I would have never had somebody have to specify like that.
No, but I hear what you're saying. Like, Lord of the Rings elves, like, they live forever, like, but you can uninterrupted, but you can kill one of them.
Yeah, you stab him in the heart, you're dead.
Yeah, I didn't watch Lord of the Rings.
You just don't age. You don't die.
I mean, I've seen Lord of the Rings. I love Lord of the Rings. But I, like, when people say immortality, like when Vegeta was going for immortality, right. I never thought like,
would think like,
usually
oh, you can't hurt me.
Usually it's all-encompassing.
Right. Yeah. Like a Dr. Manhattan sort of thing, which also, he is not a great poster child for immortality.
Not at all.
No, he makes it look fucking miserable.
He's a trash, and he's a trash person.
He is pretty trash.
Yeah. All right, so next question. Nespa said that Oaken could be a matchup problem for Boji. Why do you think that is, and what would you have to do to beat him, Rob?
So we found out when Boji and them arrive into town, like, he's about to square up with Oaken after seeing, like, all these dead people in the street, and apparently the captain thinks back. Despot tells him, like, hey, don't let Boji fight this dude.
Yeah.
If anything, if you can avoid him, don't fight this dude.
Yeah.
Let me handle it when I get there. But I think, like, maybe I'm actually a little surprised to hear, you know, because Despa is like hyped up Boji at every other point, just like, no, you can't beat him, he could beat anybody, he could kill anybody in a second. So maybe it's just a point of like, because my first thought was like, maybe because he's armored, like, he doesn't have like that weak point for Boji to find. But then even when we see him break Gigan's hammer, you would think like Boji could find the weak point to shatter the armor. Maybe it's just like he can't cut off the brain function. Maybe there's no brain function. Maybe he's a zombie at this point, which is partly like why he's changed in the way that he has and lost his humanity. But yeah, there's something that, like, apparently whatever Boji knows doesn't work against Oaken, which is crazy to me.
I think it just goes back to him being immortal and that he just can't kill him. I think Boji doesn't have the skill set to kill anybody with what Despa gave him. I think he just has literally the ability to either knock you out or put you to bed, in a sense.
Yeah.
And so it'll be an eternal fight for him. And at some point, he's going to end up getting Boji in that sense. That's the only thing I can think of is that he can't. Boji doesn't have the skill set or the power to kill somebody.
But he said that he can kill somebody.
Boji can?
Because Despa said, like, he could kill anybody at a moment's notice. Yeah. He just doesn't. Yeah. Gotcha. Because he doesn't want to kill
people. I mean, in that sense, I mean, I guess I still think the immortal thing is really what it is, that he just keep coming back to life. And because I think I'm with you. I think the armor thing, he's like, he can split them. If he hits him in the right spot, the armor falls all off. But I think at that point, it might just be dark energy under there.
Could be, We don't even know what this dude looks like. He's got hair and a face we kind of saw in profile in the last couple episodes we saw, where he was eating the rat or whatever. So there's a body under there, but like,
what does it look like?
What's it look like?
Yeah.
Weird, probably.
Yeah, I think that it's on the opposite end. I think Boji can kill him, but I think Despa doesn't want him to pass that line. Because, like, I think Oaken is going to force him into a corner where it's like, oh, I can't knock this dude out. Like, I have to get him up out of here. And then he, like, forces him to get him up out of there. And it's like that flips a switch for him. It's like, oh, I killed somebody. And I don't think Despa wants him to cross the killing somebody line.
And Boji probably doesn't have that mentality yet to even handle killing somebody.
Yeah.
At least at this point. He might get there. If you see something that's like tragic, to where he's like, all right, I have to kill you because you're trying to kill me or kill my family.
Which is probably why he had that fit, because it's like, bro, if I stay down here, I'm across the line. Like the Batman thing, it's like, I don't want to cross this line, so I'm crying my eyes out and I'm going to leave, because once I kill you, I probably won't stop.
I can see that, because he could be like, you know, Boji definitely has a big heart. Like, he seems to win over the people that he meets. Anybody that knows Boji eventually seems to, like, you know, have love for Boji.
Yeah.
I don't see that with Oaken. I think Oaken's, like, you know, the purest form of evil maybe we've seen on the show.
Yeah.
Other than, like, Maranjo.
Funky bitch. All right. Next question. Who do you think would win in a one-on-one fade? Thorkell or Dorje? Ah, man. Dorje put up some problems this episode. You know, took a leg chopping off, got up, still fought, you know, lost an eye, still fighting. beast getting bitten by multiple fucking dog dragons, whatever the fuck they are. He's getting jacked
dog
up.
Dragon.
But Thor, I just think Thorkell is a different type of. I don't know how tall Dorsh is. Let's see how tall he is. But it's like I just don't see. I don't know. He laughs at shit like this.
Yeah, that's like the thing. I think that's the biggest thing.
It's like when he got his finger cut off by Thorfinn, didn't he just be like, oh, like
he's
shit.
Like, that's good job. That was one of those times he was like, yeah, good job,
good
kid.
Good job. You got a finger for me? Hey, all right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh man, I don't. I mean, I think he. I think Dorsey's dope. I think he. Yeah. He's a beast. Let's see how tall height. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a soccer player. go ahead, Rob.
I agree with you. I think if it's a fight of who's gonna win, I think Thorkell, just because like a lot of the reasons you guys said, like he, this dude lives for the fight. Whereas like Dorsh is definitely a good fighter, but yeah. Like he doesn't revel in this shit. Like Thorkell, like this is what he's here on the planet to do,
yeah.
Is to fuck people up,
yeah.
And take their lives, and he loves doing it. Who would I want on my team though? I'd probably take Dorsh, because
really? Yeah,
because Thorkell like. He'll flip over to whichever side is gonna, you know, whichever side is losing. He's got no loyalty. Whereas Dorsh is just like,
Thorkell got a little loyalty because when them homies pulled up on him, he's like, "Fam, like, why are you coming over here? Like, don't come over here, bro. Like, that's not loyal. Like, I feel like that."
But for him, I feel like that was more like because he flips over to the side of the English because he's like, "Those guys are losing,
yeah,
and that would be more fun to fight on the losing side." And I think he kills those guys maybe out of like. Because, like, they're disloyal, but I think it's mostly out of, like, you guys just came over here because you thought it would be easy.
Yeah.
You guys just came over here because you were on the losing side, and there's no fucking, you know, there's no glory in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys should be fighting until the end, and you're not doing that, so fuck you. But, I mean, it could be. Obviously, he's got some, like, him and,
Because he rocked with Thors and them. Like, he was down with them. I don't think he would have betrayed Thors, like, when it came down to it. Like, Thors was his homies. All of them, like,
they
kicked it together. So, like, I don't think he would have betrayed Thors or anything
and
like
Thorfinn
that.
Too. Like he's just like, hey, like you're like my great nephew or something like
you're
that.
You're my nephew.
We're related.
I love Thors.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, he definitely. I mean, the Viking mentality and culture is like it's kind of a fucked up thing, but like, you know, obviously he cares about him or at least is happy to see him. But at the end of the day, like the one thing he loves more than anything is violence.
Yeah. And did you see Northman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
It's good. It's definitely it's like Vinland Saga meets Hamlet, and it's. It's brutal. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I did want to see that movie.
It's pretty good.
I think Thorkell is watching him. I think at first he knocks him out, whoops him bad, and then he realizes like, oh, you live off this shit. Like, oh, Dorsha, yeah, okay. Oh, I really have to get you up out of here. Like, I was just going to try to beat you down, but
yeah,
I got to kill you.
Yeah.
And then he will
do it.
Yeah.
I can see them becoming friends. I can see him looking at Dorsha and being like, I like you, man. You put up a good fight. I want to keep fighting you for the next few years. I don't want to I don't want to.
That's true too. That's some anime ass shit. Too.
Yeah, like you're not as strong as me yet. You're almost there. Like you gave me a good fight, but you're not as strong as me yet.
Yeah, he'd be like a Kaza, just like be a demon with me.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's train on, right, together, man.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that. Do you consider Boji a swordsman, Ice?
Not at all. I don't know. When I think of swordsmen, I think of like just the dogs, and you can list them off. We'll be here all day talking about, you know, swordsmen. But when I think of those guys, all of the swordsmen, the Ichigos of the world.
He's a swordsman? Is he finally get better with a sword? Because he was trash season one.
Yeah. I say this, and I have a hot take about this, that
if there's 300 episodes of Bleach, like, and he stays shitty with a sword, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
What I've learned, and I'm doing a hot take episode about this, like what I've learned about Bleach is probably one of the biggest pump fakes in all of anime. First season of... In a good way. Let me preface with that.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Let me preface that. Yeah, like it's one of the biggest.
Let me kill this in a second.
One of the biggest pump fakes in anime, because the first season of Bleach is nothing like the rest of it.
Oh, I'll give you that. 100%.
Okay. It's literally nothing. Because I was watching the first season and I'm like, how the fuck did this get in the big three? Nothing about the first season screams big three. And I'm like, let me keep watching. And then you, like, immediately after season one is over, it's like, okay, all right.
Yeah, gotcha. I completely understand. Like, if you stop watching after season one, you're missing out.
Yeah, but it almost got me. If it wasn't for, I can never get Rukio's brother's name.
Byakuya?
If it wasn't for him and Renji pulling up at the end, I probably wouldn't have watched it. But them two pulling up at the end of season one, I was like,
"What's so?
I'ma keep watching, and if shit don't get active, I'm fucking done with this."
What's
shit.
So interesting though is once. How far are you, Ice?
I just finished the bounce. Finally, finally.
Once you get like, I'm at the very end of it. You begin to appreciate everything that happens in that first season because a lot of those characters that you think are just like no name, they're never gonna reappear, come back, and you're like, oh, now I appreciate all of this.
Freaking
story.
Don Quixote just comes back at the end.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh, what? He comes back.
But I think that's one of the biggest pump fakes in anime. But again, to my point, when you think of the Ichigos, you think of the Killer Bees, the Rurouni Kenshin. And stuff like that, but that's not his name. But the main character from Rurouni Kenshin, I forgot his name.
Butosai.
Is that his name?
I think so. Yeah, that's his nickname at least.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about these great swordsmen, even if you want to throw, I don't really consider him a swordsman, but a lot of people do, a Captain Levi in there or something like that. Like, Boji is not that. I can shut your body down with something, and then, yes, I have a sword, so from a technicality perspective, is like, oh, is this anime? Yeah, from a technicality perspective, yeah, it's anime. But it's the same thing. Like, you have a sword, you fight with a sword, but you're not a swordsman. Like, I don't see you as the level of Ichigo or somebody like that. You might can beat Ichigo and all these other swordsmen that I named, but you're not them.
Right, he's beating them because of the skills that he has, but it's not because of the sword skills that he has.
Yeah, and it took these guys, all the people I named, years to get to that point. Mm. Even Ichigo, who was on a fast pace scale, it still took him a year or two to even get to the level that he had from what I'm watching. So for him to do that shit in, what, 4 months? I mean, a couple weeks, excuse me. I don't know. Boji's not a swordsman in my eyes.
I mean, I think we're 16 episodes in, so I can't say yet. Mm-mm. I think... maybe towards the end of this season, we're going to see if he's an actual swordsman. Mm. We're going to see if he starts to show a skill set of, like, sword wielding. But, yeah, he technically hasn't really showed it yet. He just, like, he pretty much sucked his sword out, hit a weak spot, we're good. He hasn't showed, like, using the sword and cutting things and, you know, maybe slicing here and tapping here and doing a whole bunch of this crazy stuff yet, like we've seen from even, I mean, you don't want to claim Captain Levi. I claim as one with the, because those two things are just, like, they're just like swords to me.
Oh, yeah.
And he showed just viciousness with those fucking things. So... Mm. Boji hasn't displayed any of that. I just think right now he has a skill that can get the job done for weak points, but it's not a sword skill yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, I definitely think he is. I think it's just a difference in style of it's like somebody fighting with a broadsword. You know, I see what you're saying, where you're like, you're thinking about somebody like, you know, if it is like a fantasy movie, like a Lord of the Rings, people are like clashing swords or even like, you know, Star Wars, like those lightsaber fights, like they're long, prolonged, like people like dueling.
Yeah.
And I think that's still what Boji's doing. It's just a different approach. He's like a fencer more than he is like a broadsword fighter or something like that. Whereas like, and I think that's what a lot of people in the show are even saying about Boji, of just like, and saying like, your style isn't right, like what you're doing isn't sword fighting. I think it is. It's just a different take than like what a lot of these people have seen.
And I think I like the moving and like finding your spot or something like that. I think it's just the fight, the part that he's not slashing somebody. I think I can just poke you and then I got you. Versus like swordsman, I feel like, and I sound for somebody that I've probably wielded a sword maybe 3 times in my entire life, but like. I just feel like, just from a purist perspective, and I don't know, it's just the fact that I'm poking you and I'm shutting your body down versus, like, I feel like the effort and time that it takes for each one is way different.
I think it's just a different approach because, like, when I think of other swordsmen that I could compare to Boji, I think of, like a Count Dooku who has, like, that kind of, like, fencing style in Star Wars or, or even, like, an Arya Stark. I don't think you guys have watched Game of Thrones, but, like, her whole thing is, like, as a young girl who's a swords fighter, like, she has a very thin, like, sword that she calls Needle, and she's just, like, she'll just stab you in the fucking throat. Mm-hmm. And so... It's and they even call her sword fighting style like water dancing. Mm-hmm. Like it's all about like the flow and like how you dodge shit and the finesse. Yeah. So it's, I see what you're saying. Like if like, and I think that could cause like a match. That's why I think like maybe that's another reason why Oaken is like maybe a matchup problem for him.
Yeah.
Cause like he's going to have to clash swords. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen when Boji, like if he tries to block something, that's just not where his game is. Mm-hmm. So, and he might have some issues with somebody going up against like an Ichigo, but I think it's with his style, it's just different, but he is a swordsman.
Mm.
to me.
Okay.
Spec, he said, excuse me, excuse us, Spec. He said, as a swordsman myself, Boji is a swordsman, speed and precision. Yeah. Excuse us, swordsman, sir. He has receipts. He is a...
no problem.
I've seen the flips. Yeah.
All right, next question. Do you think King Desha's story did a good job explaining why Gigan is a criminal? Rob.
Fuck no. What in what world do you tell that story and be like, I'm on the right side of this? Hey, this guy's a criminal. I locked him up because I killed a child of his race in front of him, and he got mad about it, so I put him in cuffs and threw him in a basement to rot. Like, how do you tell that story and be like, no, he's a criminal, and once I tell this story, you'll understand. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, even you opened up like that, so it's like, okay, damn, what you
okay,
do?
Okay, yeah, what do you, what happened?
Some Shia Tucker shit, what's up?
He's like, oh, no, I hired him, and then when I killed a child in front of him, he didn't like that and killed some dudes that were torturing a child. Like, fuck yeah. Like, I don't, like, if anything, I was like, that story made me like Gigan way more.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude should not have been locked up with these other people. Yeah. So I did not understand how that, and like, for me, I was just like, Desha's a fucking asshole. Yeah. Fuck this dude.
He worse than that. He killed a fucking child. A child. Throat.
Yeah. A child. And was just like, I had to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I don't see it. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Ice.
Oh, no, come on. That's just like, you know, when your homeboy saying something happened to him and they explaining the story and you listen to the story, you're like, bro, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You're wrong.
You're wrong. And they trying to get you to be like, man, she tripping, right? It's like, no, she came in on you fucking somebody in her bed. Like, no, you're wrong.
That's funny, man.
I mean, she shouldn't have been... In my house, that's right. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking wrong.
She was supposed to be at work, bro. Yeah. She lied to me about
she
going
came
to work
early and didn't like let me know about it.
That's lying to me. She tried to act like she was at work. That's lying. You're lying in the first place. Like, her lie doesn't compare to your lie, dog. Yeah. Like, that's two different levels of lies. I'm not gonna have your back on that. Same with this is like, dog, no, you're wrong. That's wrong. You already explained all of that. So for all of those reasons, hell nah, bro. Get the fuck out of my face.
I'm hoping that's going to mean he's going to be a pivotal character throughout the rest of this series.
Yeah.
So now that we know his backstory, they take him back, not as an enemy or a prisoner in that sense. So now eventually he comes back in a sense and gets some type of redemption at least. I don't know. Do you think he should square off against Desha, King Desha?
Yeah, because I do, number one, for sure. Because here's another part. I didn't put this in the question. If you're Gigan and the dude that did this to you and is just like, hey, come back with me. I want you to join my police squad. Are you joining?
That's some Thorfinn shit.
I mean, fucking not.
It's Thorfinn.
It depends, right? Because it's like right now, King Desha can smoke him out, right? It seems like.
At any point.
At any point. So it's just like, all right, do you go, I do this to get close to kill him? Or do I just be like, all right, I just don't have the power to beat this guy. I don't have a choice. Either this guy kills me here, or what do I do? Does my pride get in my way? And do I want to stay alive? I think that's, you have a decision at that point. But it's like, I think I would just be like, all right, I'll play this little game.
I would just feel like, where can I hurt him?
I'd be like, you got me, Boji.
It's like, let me, where can I hurt him? Where's some intel I can get? Am I strong enough to take out the guards? If I can take out the whole underworld guards, it's like, hey, I can't kill you, but I killed your entire army.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Now we're even. Like, you can wash me out now, but it's going to take you a minute to revamp your army.
And I already got people coming in here to take your army from you. To take your kingdom from you, because you ain't got an army to defend that. You probably can fend off some people because you got a little lightning and shit, but you ain't going to be able to take everybody out. So,
no.
Yeah. I mean, I with you. That was a...
What the fuck? Man.
Right, guys? They were just like, no.
No, man.
Bro, he sounds like a great person. He sounds loyal to a point.
Yeah,
like,
what is the matter with you?
What the fuck you talking about?
Ugh.
Yeah. So, last question. Would you rather have superpowers or superpower strength? You know, I guess, like, who, I mean.
Kind of I can't believe I'm, like a Yuji? Like, because, like, that dude, even before he gets into the jujutsu school, he was like strong.
Yeah, like a Yuji. I mean, like a Thor kid, like all the, like just somebody that's super, like overly superhuman powered, not like Superman, but like just super, super strong. Or would you rather have a skill set like Boji? You know, one hit in the right spot, he gets you up out of there.
Hmm. What do you think?
This is tough because right now we haven't seen Boji fight against somebody that can rival him yet, and I'm sure that's coming in these next few episodes. And it's like, I feel like if Boji gets hit, because he can be hit, if he gets hit, if you're somebody with super strength, he might be one-hitter quitter, too.
Yeah.
You might get him out of there.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Boji go up against people with, I mean, he went up against Gigan, who clearly has, like, superhuman strength.
Here's why
I was able to beat him.
Here's why I would take the super strength, I guess. Because it's not, now you have it for more than just fighting.
Yeah.
So you got to move some shit. You can lift it. You can move. You got to help somebody under a big-ass rock. Or, I mean, I guess Boji can technically tap that rock and break it. But it's like, you know, I feel like, yeah, if you got to move some stuff or there's some heavy stuff you got to get rid of or whatever case may be, super strength can help you out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess it depends on the type of strength that you have. But I was thinking about the Boji skill set, too, because I'm like, it's like, yo, it would be cool. Because I wouldn't want to, first, even super strength, I wouldn't want nobody to know I had it. So I wouldn't want to be buff, either.
Right.
I would want to be still, like, my size. Mm-hmm. And even if I had Boji's thing, I'd just be like, man, you keep fucking with me, man. out of there. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, when I wrote this question, I have an answer, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I guess I would slightly lean towards strength just because I can do a little bit more stuff with it.
Yeah, I mean, I am with you. That is a tough choice because, I mean, we see Boji, you know, use the skill to absolute perfection on the show.
Right.
And it's definitely like, it's got its uses. I mean, he's able to take out people much bigger, much stronger than him. But if it's for all the reasons you listed, yeah, I would rather take super strength, I think, just because it's got more practical applications.
Yeah.
Like, I can use that in other things. I'm taking up every grocery trip.
One trip
up the stairs. All those grocery bags, one trip up the stairs. That's it every time. So
65 bags. And Dre was like, I told you to go.
Just got them on my arms like this. I would prefer to have the super strength, I think, just because, or supernatural strength, because it's just, and plus, like, I don't know if it came to it and you had to use it. Mm. I think I'd rather have that.
Yeah, because I think also the visual of socking somebody 90 feet in the air will just be hilarious. Yeah.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Fucking stand up video.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll also let people put people
not stand up the other Ludacris song.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's like I feel like that will put people on notice. It's if I sock somebody's like head off or like in the air, they're gonna be like, all right,
this nigga came. Yeah, like Get Back. You don't know. Just fucking.
Yeah, because it's true.
Somebody,
if it's a situation where like it's a bar fight, or if it's like you're in a situation where there's a lot of people against you, and you like dodge and hit somebody in the weak spot, five other dudes are probably gonna be like, "He just caught him slipping. I could probably get him."
Yeah,
you sock some dude into the next block. They're okay, man.
All right, you hey, I'm you sorry, got it. Man. You got it.
You got it.
You fucking got
like,
it.
That's
man.
Smooth. Like that's smooth. Like just, psh, and then they like that's some smooth ass shit, but. Smooth don't necessarily equate to fear. That's kind of like, hey, don't fuck with him. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. You can try it maybe, but to your point, if I'm knocking somebody in the next week, that's a, like, don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You gotta bring some weapons.
I just punched that dude once he woke up in San Diego.
There you go, right?
Like, he was gone.
I'm giving one-way trips, bro, for free. Like, and yeah, I would want super strength too.
And I guess at that point too, what was I going to say? Oh, I guess when you got super strength like that, you're also not, you're no longer low key.
Yeah.
So if you do sock somebody 50 feet into the air, I guarantee you, them boys going to be coming for you. Them alphabet boys going to be like, we got to check this shit out.
Yeah, what's up?
We heard
this. And they'll probably go undercover as bar fighters and like, hey, who going to take the punch?
Yeah.
And it'd be some meathead on the force like, I'll go undercover and start some shit.
Yeah.
And then like, just spill a drink on you, try to fuck with you. Like, I know what you're doing. Man. Like, they be trying to always do a Wolverine and shit.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep. All right, man. So that's it for the question portion of the show.
We're not doing the list?
No.
Okay.
I'll probably just add that to my what's it called.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the end of the question portion. So, what do you guys think of this week's episode, man? Likes, dislikes, scores. Ice, what you got?
I was really torn with this set of episodes. I think this is the best stretch of episodes I've seen because the action was there. They turned up. I was watching just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, like I was doing it like audibly saying, oh, my God, when Oaken was just killing random bystanders. I'm like, damn, you're just killing women and shit. Like the lady was just like, oh, what's going on? And he was like, move out the way. And he just fucking killed her. I'm like,
took her out.
Oh, like this is the type of time you're on. Like, so they really doubling down, making you fight. Making you hate Oaken, but I still hate Maranjo more. Yeah. And I think just from a meticulous and calculated of evil that she is, I still hate her more than I hate Oaken. And they've done a really good job of doing both. But they keep adding more questions. And I'm like, come on. Yeah. We got, what is this, episode 16? We got 6-7 episodes left. Like, we need some, answer something for me. Mm. And I think this is the same thing I said the last time. It was like, just answer a couple things before y'all keep adding more on. And I think that's my biggest gripe so far. That's my don't like, I guess, for this, is they keep adding more and more questions and nothing is being properly answered, and it's getting shorter and shorter, and I would hate for it to be a 2-episode stretch of just answering all your questions. Mm. And I would also hate it to be like, oh, we'll answer all your questions in season 2, and it's like, give me something.
Something, right.
Just give me something to the point of Bleach. Like, give me something at the end to make me want to watch it. And if you got just no unanswered questions, I mean, all unanswered questions, then I'm gonna be fucked up. But again, favorite stretch of episodes, so I'm gonna give it a 6,900.
I feel like you gave this a higher score at one point.
I don't think I ever gave it anything in the 7s.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, no, I thought this was a cool set of episodes. I thought the stuff with Dorsch and even Domas, even though like, I don't really like him, it was cool to see those. Like those were some great fights, some great moments. And yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Like, we didn't really touch on it, but like, Maranja is pretty easily my least favorite character on the show. And not like because I think she's a bad character, but because she is so hateable.
Yeah.
That I think you just, I hate her. She's like, for me, she's my Gabby Award winner for the show at this point. For she stole the award out of Dida's hands, pretty easily. But I guess if I had to pick something I don't like, I guess I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit when it got to the point where like they're just healing everybody.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted there to be a bit more stakes and some people like, oh, like shit is going down.
Yeah.
At this point, like, nobody's dying.
Yeah.
And like I when I thought like Mitsumata was gonna go and like Kage shows up and gets a kind of a funny moment, he's like, oh, here's all the potions I stole from your castle. I was like, oh, like this will have some really big resonance and matter to these characters that this happened and you know they're gonna have the sacrifice, but like, nah, it all worked out. And like I kind of wish, and like maybe we'll see it come,
everybody lived in that situation.
Everybody made it out of
Homegirl made it out, Dorsch made it out,
every
Mitsumasu made it out. Everybody lived.
Except for, like, maybe a couple of those other elite soldiers we don't know.
We didn't even see your face.
We didn't even see their face. Mm. And the knight made it, even though she got her throat slashed.
Yeah.
The only people that died were the underground knights and the civilians.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, for me, I kind of want to... I guess I want to see some more bloodshed. I want to see some of these characters get,
you know, savage.
Yeah, I want to see some lies laid down right now. Make me feel it. But yeah, no, I that would be what I would say is I want to see more of it. Obviously, we got some more episodes to go that could still happen.
Homie got a hammer dropped on him.
Yes.
From Gar, what is his name? Gar?
Gigan.
Yeah, like, I thought he was done.
Oh, me too. I thought Dorsch was done.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still enjoy these episodes. I think, I don't remember where I've been with some of my other scores. I'll give it a 7,500.
Yeah, I like these stretching episodes too. I do think I do think there were some missed opportunities. I do think that Boji should have gave Domas the hands. I think he should have beat the brakes off this motherfucker.
Sure.
And I think they should have gave him that W. Maybe he'll get that somewhere during. And you guys are right. The deaths, the only deaths that we've seen in this show necessarily are kind of like from the past in a sense. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, we get to see like Bodhi's mom dying was like gruesome. Mm-hmm. And then when we saw, what's the name, his little sidekick homie?
Who's that? Kage?
Yeah, you saw his mom.
His mom. Yeah.
So it's like we keep getting flashbacks of death, but like you said, no new deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you on that. It's like this show can get brutal, but then like you said, it's like, yeah, you have the queen healing people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, all right. Like you said, she shouldn't have been able to have the potion. She'd be like, oh, damn, I don't have any more strength left. I'm sorry, I can't save my...
Yeah.
I'll say this, too. I think Doshay, whatever his name is, I think him and the queen might have been fucking on the side, man. Yeah.
If they haven't yet, they definitely are going for it.
Yes.
She's been dropping that royal puss on him for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, she'll get that ass up.
To your point, Rob, she might have been loyal to the king, but now...
All bets are off.
Oh, she dropping. She dropping.
I want to know, is that really his son?
Yeah, she dropping raw, unadulterated queen puss on him after that, saving his life.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck what women say. Women like that shit, man.
Yeah,
women like that.
You risked your life for me. Yeah. Oh shucks.
Yeah, it's gonna be the wettest you've ever experienced.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. I was gonna say something just hella graphic, but I'm not gonna say.
It's pretty graphic already.
I mean, it's gonna get worse. Trust me, that's way worse. But yeah, I can see that. But this show to me, This show is so dope to me because I always feel like I'm watching this show. I'm just like, man, this is such a sweet show, a sweet protagonist. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no, this shit is dark.
Yeah.
And it, like, with the animation style is kind of like a little bit like softer in the sense.
The blood not even really red.
But still, it's just like, yo, they're showing like layers of blood. Yeah. Like his mom had puddles of blood coming out. I was just like, fuck.
He was knee deep in his mom's blood.
In his mom's blood. Even though it's getting like bitten up twice, getting jacked up, getting the leg fucking like ripped off his fucking leg. Like this show goes there and I appreciate it. And I wish it would go a little bit further. Like you said, some people shouldn't be coming back. Some risque deaths, like, we're like, all right, cool. The stakes are that high.
Yeah. Some Akame got killed shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name? Manji?
Maranjo.
Maranjo. Maranjo, yeah. Fuck her, bro. Not like literally like give her some, but like she is like she's one of the worst characters I've seen in a while, and I want to know what the end of her plan is. I do think like they kind of been giving some stuff, like you said they didn't even answer questions. We got questions answered. We know who killed Boji's mom, how she died. We got some stuff answered. We're getting some more of her plans kind of revealed here and there.
But once they do that, they drop 20 more on you. So it's just like
they dropped a few more, yeah.
And I think what kind of threw me off is APS like. Him, that dynamic with her is like, you saved the queen. It's like, well, she ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just like, that dynamic got a little weird for me.
That was weird to me, too. I thought she was going to kill him. Yeah. And I was just like, I kept thinking, like, yo, just break the mirror, bro. Yeah. Like, can we just get rid of this bitch by breaking the mirror? Then you can see that she can clearly, like, turn herself into gold and solid different things and make herself.
Whatever
like,
part that you saw that you said spoiled it, have you seen that yet?
Did I say spoiled it?
Yeah, not spoiled it, but you said you saw a spoiler of Boji. Have you seen that? Has that came up yet?
I think everything I talked about with that was like really just him. One, it was it was him getting a sword.
Okay.
And that particular fight scene I haven't seen yet.
Oh, okay.
There's a fight scene that I saw online that I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't even think it's right now. I don't even know if this person is there yet. So I guess it might be towards the end.
Yeah. Interesting.
Some shit. Weird. Yeah. Yeah. From what I've seen. Show's good. I had fun watching it. I got to rewatch it with Janelle because she missed it. And she was just like, are you going to rewatch it with me? Because I want to watch. I was just like, fuck. But it just shows the episodes were pretty good. So I can rewatch it again.
Yeah, it's not like, ugh.
Yeah. So for me, 7,400. I see why people like the show. I see why people like this character. I see why people enjoyed this and they kept recommending it. So yeah, I'm still all in. It's almost done. Are we going to. What do we have? 6 episodes left? How many episodes?
It's 8, I think.
8. It's 23 episodes.
Is it 23 or is it 20?
Oh, okay. It's 23. Yeah. Okay. It's 23.
Yeah, it's 7.
So 7 episodes. So, yeah, we're 4 and 3 it up, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Rob said we're not doing...
Not doing 7.
Oh, no.
What we're not going to do Rob said, is fuck 7 episodes.
We pulled... What was the longest we pulled?
We did
7. We did 7 and 8 for Death Note.
And we did like something like that for the end of Demon Slayer too, because I think we tried to get it was when we had Keith on the episode, and we did like the last like whole spider arc of Demon Slayer, and it was that was a lot.
All right, so let us know what y'all think in the comment section of these stretches of episodes. Let us know what y'all think. About these passes. So make sure y'all join the Patreon once again. Patreon.com/animation. We're giving away 2 passes to the Anime Expo July 1st through the 4th. They're 4-day passes. So if you want your name in there, I guess right now we'll put a post up soon.
Yeah.
About the passes, and then you can drop your name if you want your name actually in the raffle, and let us know, and we'll be announcing the winners next week, and we'll let y'all know how we announce it.
Cool.
Next week we're going to continue with this, right?
Or yeah, we can keep doing this. We can keep on pushing through.
So we're going to do 4 more episodes next week of Ranking of Kings. Make sure y'all follow along with us. Y'all got anything y'all want to drop? Or something like that.
Yeah, I just want to drop myself, Ice McGowan, because I fucking told y'all the Celtics were going to go to the fucking finals. I told y'all that, and you didn't believe me. Brennan's not here, so I'm not going to go as hard as I want, because him and Cleo were the main ones giving me shit for him. But here we are, and game three has just started. So we out here.
Rob?
Give me actually just a second, because I want to shout somebody out, but I want to make sure I get their
Brennan
name right.
Brennan Produces.
At Brennan Produces.
At Brennan Produces.
Brennan is a bitch.
And, yeah, he's a hoe. I think he's filming today, doing some set stuff. Make sure you guys also, too, if you haven't ordered the, I don't know, I forgot when, Juneteenth. Get that Kev on stage, man. KYD, keep your distance. I was there. That was a good fucking episode they filmed. It was funny. It was probably one of the funniest ones they've done in, like, for what Kev said, in, like, a long time.
Yeah, a few shows.
Everybody hit on all cylinders on that episode. So make sure y'all order that. Support Kev on stage. Keenan Baker on every single thing. Keenan, K-E-N-A-N, Baker on every single thing. Anime Shun Pod on everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ready. I want to shout out Steven Solis on Instagram. He actually sent me somebody that he wanted to give some shine to, an artist called Grip Goddess on Instagram. She does a lot of yeah, no. Listen, I didn't make up the name. But what she does do is she does a lot of like grip tape art for different skateboards and decks. He sent me one of Spike Spiegel that she did.
Hard.
Yeah. So she does a lot of like grip tape artwork for skateboards. So check that out if it's your thing. It is grip_goddess on Instagram. Natalie's her God-given name. Natalie, you do some great work.
Her God-given name.
Natalie with the grip.
But yeah, no. It's
not going there.
Shout out to Steven. He always talks to me on the gram.
Yeah, good guy. So Steven, appreciate you sending this my way.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all to everybody in that Patreon chat, that live chat with us, man. Jason, Surf Spectacular, Anarchist. Who else is up in there?
I think that was just them that commented. There's
that commented,
a couple
more people
watching.
Up in there, yeah. So, yeah, man, thank y'all all for coming through. Do we have anything else?
No, I think that's the show.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so make sure y'all hit that Patreon.com, Animation. Join that for the passes, man. And follow Killer Cam, Stickman Studios, No C and Arrow the Sticks. And anything for you, Cam? Oh, yeah. You guys' podcast. Shout that out.
Oh yeah.
Back to podcast. If you're interested in Obi-Wan or you watch it.
Yeah, we're at Heard the Nerds.
Heard the Nerds is the podcast.
We're doing like a little side project called the Back to Podcast on Heard the Nerds, where we're just doing reaction episodes to the Obi-Wan series. We've been having a lot of fun watching it. We got an episode coming out. They've been dropping on Saturdays, so... Yep. We're covering episode 4, which just dropped today, Wednesday. But we'll be recording on Friday, episode dropping on Saturday.
Yeah.
Support that. Yeah, that's part of the
squad.
A
couple
here.
People I know, Sir Spectacular Spider.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Pull up on her.
Somebody else. I'm so sorry. I'm forgetting your name. But somebody else hit me up on Instagram and let me know that they were checking it out. The Great Balactus.
He's
on Instagram.
Good. That's Jason, I think.
Oh, all right. Well, appreciate you, Jason, for checking it out. Yeah. Check it out. Heard
appreciate
the Nerds.
Y'all. Yeah. Have a good one. Peace.
Later.
We're going to do another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.